Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and a member of the legendary group, the Beach Boys. You can see them at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall on January 26th. Tickets on sale now. He is the legendary Mike Love. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Trace. Thanks for having me on the program. I really love the whole area in which you broadcast from. And Ponte Vedra? Ponte Vedra, you know, you could pronounce it in Spanish a little different, slightly different than we do. But anyway, we're really looking forward to coming to the area and doing what we do, which is creating fun, and giving out good vibrations to all.
As I mentioned, you know, you're a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. You've sold millions of records. You're a Grammy Award winner. Is there anything else that you strive for?
Yes. I strive for world peace. I began meditating years ago, transcendental meditation taught by Maharishi in Paris in December of 67, and he had the formula for world peace. If enough people meditated, the peace within them would affect the world. And so I believe in strength, and I believe in believe in positivity as well. Always accentuate the positive. That's what I did when I said about writing songs. Even if your loved one did you wrong, at least you had the warmth of the sun within you at night that you had once felt, you know, a euphoria of being in love.
You've been doing this for so long. How does it feel when, like, artists and bands come up to you and say that you guys were, you know, that they are heavily influenced by the Beach Boys?
I love it. I think it's so fantastic that we've given pleasure to our peers, with, you know, the same age as us or old or younger, like our friend John Stamos. He often comes out when he can. And he's a good drummer, and he sings his song Forever on our show, which was when Uncle Jesse got married on Full House. And, you know, Mark McGrath is a good friend. He's born the same day I was, just a few years younger than I. And he's with Sugar Ray. And he stepped on stage with us in numerous occasions, particularly in the Hollywood Bowl. And that we're going to do again this second, third, and fourth of July. And he was emotional about it. I mean, he grew up, and his dad bonded over our songs.
You've toured all over the world. Is there a memorable show that always just stands out to you?
Well, you know, in the good old USA, there were some concerts that we did in Washington, D.C. starting in 1979, a free concert for the people to celebrate July 4th. And we did several of them. And at one point in time, James Watt, who's the Secretary of Interior under Reagan, said rock music wasn't appropriate for July 4th. And I thought he was out of his mind. But, you know, because rock music, pop music is innately American, mm-hmm. you know, and so actually Nancy Reagan called me to apologize for what James Watt said, and I said, "What's that, Mrs. Reagan?" She says, "Well, James Watt said that the Beach Boys were fans of the Reagans." What I said was, "Ronnie and I were always fans of the Beach Boys," and that was very sweet of her.
That must be crazy to get a phone call from a first lady, just like one, just kind of like issuing like a random apology, but also just in general, just having like a high political figure just calling you.
Well, you're just absolutely right about that. I mean, so we were touring in Canada at the moment, and somebody came back to me backstage and said, "The White House is calling." I said, "What do you mean the White House is calling?" And I went into a little production room and hold on for Mrs. Reagan. And she was the sweetest thing. And I lived at that time in Santa Barbara, California, and they had a ranch just north north of us. And I said, "Oh, Mrs. Reagan, well, I hear you go, when you go shopping or go to the ranch," because they'd had a couple of helicopters, you know, on, mm-hmm. And it was a fascinating call. I was very surprised, but I was shocked that she would take the time to really call and give me a simple message. And I said, "Well, Mrs. Reagan, you know, that won't be the first or the last time that James Watt will say something inaccurate."
I would be terrified if I got a call from the White House, and I'd just be thinking, like, am I being indicted right now?
You're right. Exactly. Well, I have to admit, the only time I've been to an actual cell, jail, is when I was going 145 miles an hour from between Point Magoo and Oxnard, north of Malibu. They had a great straightaway, and I had a 61 Bentley at the time. And, the highway patrol couldn't catch me until I had to slow down.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
Well, we sang our songs about our cars that we love, the great classic, powerful Detroit things, of course. But I'm an Anglophile. One time I had a MGTC, an over 48 MGTC, a 39 Jaguar, no, 39 Rolls Royce convert. 39 Rolls Royce and a Jaguar, beautiful Jaguar sedan, and an XKE.
That is insane. I would imagine either, like, they are probably fun on the road. I would just be so scared of just, like, getting those things just, like, remotely scratched.
My dad was a gearhead. He had a Chevy pickup, 1958 Chevy pickup, dual quads. That thing burnt rubber and all many gears. It was amazing. He let me drive it once in a while. That was awesome.
I feel like we could talk for cars for just hours, but I want to ask you one thing before we go to our questionnaire. By the way, you could check out the Beach Boys on January 26th at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now. I hate to bring down the mood here, but of course, last year, the world lost Brian Wilson. He was a friend of yours and, of course, a bandmate for decades. Do you have
He's actually my first cousin.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. I keep forgetting that you got all our cousins as well. Do you happen to have, like, a favorite story with him or, like, a favorite memory?
Well, about maybe 10 years ago, we invited him to come up for Thanksgiving. I said, "Hey, Brian, how about coming up and having Thanksgiving in our place in Lake Tahoe, which is where, you know, I have a home?" And he said, "Yeah, Mike, family first." He came up, and he couldn't wait to – the turkey was sitting on the – it was Thanksgiving. Turkey was sitting on the counter around the stove. And he face planted into the turkey. I swear, I was dying laughing. And that's what we used to do in the old days when we grew up. We were about a year apart in first cousins, and we were every holiday, birthday, Fourth of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, New Year's. It was always about music. My mom and his dad, and his mom, were all about music. And so I grew up in a musical atmosphere, you know, but Brian and I had the greatest time, just hanging out and listening to music and choosing songs that we wanted to record. You know, they call them covers when you do a song by somebody else. And when we started out, just like the Rolling Stones or just like the Beatles, we did covers. The Beatles did rock and roll music. We did rock and roll music. I've Chuck Berry. It was Barbara Ann was a cover that was done by an East Coast group from New Jersey and called the Regents. And we loved the song. We did it, and we didn't know about it, but it became a big hit for us on our Beach Boys Party album.
You can see them at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall on January 26th. Tickets on sale now. Mike, before I let you go and ask you the same 10 questions I ask all my guests here, they're inspired by the late, great James Lipton. Are you ready?
Am I ready? Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What is the most played song on your playlist?
Most played song, Kokomo.
Guilty pleasure artist or band?
Guilty pleasure, that's a lot of things. Let's break it down. What do you mean?
Well, what is a band that you're like, or a band or an artist that you're like, I'm pretty sure I shouldn't like them, but like or I'm afraid to admit that I like them, but I really do.
I think, was it Offspring or Outkast? Can't remember. His name is Dexter Holland.
Oh, that's Offspring. Yes.
Offspring. Then that's that. I would say it's a kind of music just like Weezer. Weezer did California Girls. Offspring, Dexter Holland came out on the stage and sang our song from Pet Sounds with us, Wouldn't It Be Nice? He nailed it, you
oh,
know?
Wow.
And so I became a huge fan of his because he's such a nice guy, so intelligent. He's got some PhD in something molecular something. So yeah, and you know that would qualify for that guilty mm-hmm. pleasure, I guess.
All right, favorite song you just like to belt it out to, no matter how good or even on the off days how bad you sound.
Favorite song that we do?
No, just in general, like any song in the whole world of music that you just love to just belt it out to.
Duke of Earl. I love doing the bass part. Duke of Earl. I love that doo-wop thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
What's that?
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Probably huevos rancheros, the Mexican food.
Drink of choice.
Kind of what?
Drink of choice.
Drink of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a Club Kokomo Spirits rum, award-winning rum, even though we're just a couple of years old as a company out of Southern California. And I couldn't tell you what vermouth is like. I couldn't tell you what gin is like. I couldn't tell you what I used to drink a little bit of bourbon with 7-Up because I'm so sophisticated. Back in just before I turned 21, actually, and but I've always favored the rum drinks, so pina coladas and Mai Tais and stuff. But I came up with a really great invention called the Coca Mojito.
Ooh,
yeah, it's delicious. We have four RTDs ready to drink, and there's three with rum and one with gin. And I have to admit that gin, well, the way it's flavored, is pretty darn good. Coca Mojito is the way to go.
What's in a Coca Mojito?
What's that?
What's in a Coca Mojito?
It's just like, you know, a mojito has, it might have a sugar cane, I have mint, it might have, you know, it's just really flavorful, but, tangy, but sweet. And we have our award-winning rum. We have actually a couple of them. One is a aged rum, and one is a vanilla, Tahitian vanilla flavored rum,
okay,
which is really cool. Anyway, yeah. As far as a drink of choice, I mean, you know, that I don't drink alcohol all the time, by any means. But when I do, it's either champagne or a Coca Mojito.
Favorite superhero.
Favorite superhero? I guess I'm just an old school guy, and I kind of like Superman.
Favorite internet video?
favorite internet video? I don't even have one, I don't think.
All right. Or what are you watching right now on your streaming platforms?
Streaming platforms? I listen to, bigger pardon, but I listen to Sirius XM, the people like Shotgun Kelly and because I'm listening to see if and when they're going to play a Beach Boys record.
So you don't watch anything on like Netflix or Amazon Prime?
No, I'm sorry to say I'm not that with it.
All right. And finally, Mike Love, give me your spiciest hot take. It could be about anything in life.
Spiciest?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to kiss and tell.
Ooh. That noise came from. I don't know why I responded that way.
I met my wife, Jacqueline, about, 30-something years ago. And she was a contestant. It was a bikini contest in Hawaii. And she was a nurse visiting from Chicago, and she was asked to participate, and she did. And I got to interview her, and she was phenomenal. And so that was a hot sizzling kind of thing from the Waikiki Beach and bikini contest, and it was my birthday, March 15th.
Well, I meant in terms of just like an opinion, just where you're like, I almost like your meditative thing where we could all achieve world peace if we just meditated.
Oh, excuse me. The greatest thing in my life up to the point in time that I'm talking about is in December of 67, Maharishi taught us transcendental meditation in Paris. And I'd never felt so relaxed in my whole life. And just maybe 10 days later, he was in New York at the Plaza Hotel and doing lectures and stuff and teaching people and stuff. And he invited me to go to India. I'd never been to India. He did go. And when I got there, it was called Rishikesh, which is on the Ganges River and those foothills of the Himalayas. The Beatles were all there. I'm talking about John, Paul, George, and Ringo. I mean, I stayed in the same sort of compound area with Paul McCartney in one end, me on the other end, and Dear Prudence right in the middle. And that was a fascinating time, the most fascinating time in my life up to that time, and it registers as very high in terms of one of the most important times in my life.
You can see the Beach Boys at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall, January 26th. Tickets on sale now. Mike, I can't thank you enough for coming on. We need to talk again soon and talk more, because we could talk again for hours. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much, Trace. We love Jacksonville. We love St. Augustine. And now we're going to see about Ponte Vedra.